Jack the Lazy Boy. Once, there was a boy named Jack. He was so lazy that when he was a baby, he didn't even cry for his milk. He just waited till his mama brought it to him. When he grew up, went to school, he never did his homework. And so when he got to be a big boy and out of school, he was not only lazy, he was stupid. Jack lived with his mama in a little house where they tried to make for themselves, but Jack just sat around all day long doing nothing. Well, you can imagine his mama got tired of this. And one day she said to Jack, "Jack, you got to go to work." "Work, Mama? What's work?" "Well, Jack, that's when you go and you do something for somebody, and in return, they give you something that you bring home to your mama." "Oh, I see," said Jack. And the next day was Monday. Jack went to work. He went in town and found a job sweeping a store. He swept a little, and then he took a nap, and then he played, and at the end of the day, the lady who owned the store said to Jack, "Jack, you're fired. But before you go, I gotta give you something for the little bit of work you did today." And she gave Jack 3 shiny new pennies. "Oh," said Jack, "thank you so much." And he held those pennies tight in his hand and walked home. Now on the way home, he had to cross a stream. And there were rocks to cross a stream on, but one of them wiggled a little, and Jack, he opened his hand to get his balance, and the pennies fell in the water and washed away. When he got home, his mama said, "Jack, did you work?" "Oh yes, Mama, I worked." "Well, what did you get?" "I got 3 shiny pennies." "Oh, Jack, that's wonderful. We can buy some cornmeal and make some pone." "That would be nice, Mama." "Well, where are the pennies?" "I dropped them in the stream, Mama." "Oh, Jack, Jack, you silly boy. Don't you know when you get some pennies, you need to put them in your pocket? You shove them way down to the bottom, then turn your pockets around and pat them to make sure that those pennies stay there. Always do that." "Oh, I see," said Jack. Well, the next day was Tuesday, and Jack, he found another job. He went to work for a lady who kept chickens. Jack got the job that you all know about, cleaning out the chicken coop. He shoveled a little bit, and then he took a nap, and then he played some. And at the end of the day, the lady who kept the chickens said to Jack, "Jack, you're fired. But before you go, I have to give you something for the little bit of work you did today." And she gave Jack 1 dozen eggs. "Oh, thank you," said Jack. "That's wonderful. We haven't had eggs for a long time." And Jack knew just what to do with them. He put them in his pocket and pushed them way down to the bottom. They didn't even all fit in one pocket. He had to use both. He shoved them way down, and then he turned his pockets around and patted them to make sure those eggs would stay there. Then he walked home. You can imagine what he looked like with egg running all down his leg. And when he got home, his mama said, "Oh, Jack, you silly boy. Don't you know that when you get eggs or something like that, you need to put them in a basket and cover them with straw so they won't knock together? You push that straw right down tight around them without breaking the eggs. And then you carry that basket real carefully home." "Oh, I see," said Jack. The next day was Wednesday. Jack got a job with the baker in town. He got to put bread in the oven and take it out. He got to put some frosting on cakes. And he took a nap. And he played a little. And at the end of the day, the baker said to Jack, "Jack, you're fired. But before you go, I have to give you something for the little bit of work you did today. You see that cake over there?" "Oh, yeah," said Jack, "that's pretty." "Yes, Jack, it's a birthday cake. I made it in case someone had a birthday." "I have a birthday?" "I know you do, Jack. Everybody does. But this cake, I'm going to give it to you so you and your mama can have some dessert tonight." "Oh, that's wonderful," said Jack, and he knew just what to do with it. He got a basket, and then he got some straw, and he put the cake right down in the basket and pushed that straw all around it, poked it into the cake so it wouldn't break, just like his mama told him. And then he walked home. His mama took one look at him when he got there and said, "Oh, Jack, you silly boy. Don't you know that when you get a cake or something like that, you put it in a box and you tie a string around it, and then you carry it very carefully in front of you so nothing can drop on it or get in it."
"Oh, I see," said Jack.
The next day was Thursday, and Jack got a job with a man who had a barn. Jack's job was to clean out, well, you know what he had to do. He had to get a shovel and clean up after the horses and cows and things like that. Jack did a little bit of that, but he also took a nap, and he played. And at the end of the day, the farmer said to Jack, "Jack, you're fired. But before you go, I have to give you something, just something, for the little bit of work you did today. And I'll tell you what I have. I know you and your mama keep a little bit of grain around, and you probably have mice."
"Oh, yeah, we have lots of mice."
"Well, you don't want the mice getting the grain, so I got the perfect thing for you. I have a nice cat that's good at catching mice. You can take him home."
"Oh, thank you," said Jack.
And he knew just what to do. He got a box and tried to put the cat in it. The cat did not want to go in the box. But finally, Jack got the cat in the box, and he closed it and tied a string around it and held it right in front of him, like his mama told him, to go home. As he walked down the road, he had to walk under a big tree. And up in the tree, there was a bird calling. The cat heard the bird and wanted to get out to eat it. The cat scratched and clawed its way out of the box, right up Jack's face, and jumped off his head into the tree. Jack stood under the tree for 2 hours, calling to the cat, "Here, kitty, 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 here, kitty, get back in the box, kitty. Come on, kitty, get back in the box." But it didn't work. That cat never came back, and Jack went home with an empty box. His mama took one look at him and said, "Oh, Jack, you silly boy. Don't you know that when you get a cat or a dog or any kind of pet like that, you take a string and you tie it around their neck, loose so it doesn't hurt them, and then you pull them along behind you. Even a cat will follow you."
"Oh, I see," said Jack.
Well, the next day was Friday, and Jack went to work in town again. He went to the butcher, and he got a job cleaning up after all the things the butcher did. And, of course, he took a nap, and you know he played a little. And at the end of the day, I bet you know what the butcher said to Jack. He said, "Jack, you're fired. But before you go, I have to give you something for the little bit of work you did today. I have this nice piece of meat on a big bone. You can eat some of the meat tonight, and you can have the bone for soup tomorrow."
"Oh," said Jack, "that'll be so nice. It'll go with our cabbage."
And he knew just what to do. I bet you thought Jack was dumb. But he had brought his own string with him. And he tied it to the end of that bone, put that bone down on the ground, and dragged it home. All the dogs in town followed him, and they'd sneak up and take a little nip of that piece of meat as Jack walked along. When he got home, there was nothing left but a teeny little piece of bone that was so covered with dirt and gravel and sticks that his mama took one look at it and said, "Oh, Jack, you silly boy. Don't you know that when you get a piece of meat or something like that, you wrap it in butcher paper and tie a string around it, and then you put it up on your shoulder and carry it home real carefully?" "Oh, I see," said Jack. The next day was Saturday, and Jack found a job out in the country. There was a ranch where there were cows on this hill and other cows on that hill, and Jack, his job was to move the cows from that hill over to this hill and this hill over to that hill, and of course he got them mixed up. And of course, he took a nap. And yes, he played a little. At the end of the day, the rancher said to Jack, "Jack, you're fired. But before you go, I have something to give you. You see, all the people in town have been watching you try to work. And we decided that we'd get together and give you something so you didn't have to go to work. You could work right at home. I'm going to give you a cow."
"Oh," said Jack, "that's wonderful."
"Yeah, if you have a cow, you can have milk and cheese and butter. You can sell the cheese and butter and milk and make money or drink it yourself."
"Oh," said Jack, "that's so nice. Thank you."
And Jack knew just what to do with that cow. He got a big piece of butcher paper and wrapped all around it, front to back. The cow did not like to be wrapped up. And it didn't like it when Jack tried to put the string around it. But Jack, he was a big, strong boy, and he got that string on that cow. And then Jack got under the cow and picked it up. Now, that was hard. But Jack was strong, and he did it. The cow did not like it.
"Moo!
Moo! Moo!" said the cow.
And Jack said, "Shut up, cow," and started to hit it. The cow kicked and mooed and just created all kinds of havoc, and Jack staggered down the road with it towards home. Now, every day when Jack walked home, he had to pass by the biggest house in town. This house was so big that they called it a palace. And the man who lived there was so rich, they called him the king. And he had a daughter. And you can guess what they called her. Yep, she was the princess. Well, now Jack, he went by that house every day, and every day the princess was watching him. And the princess, she had one thing wrong with her. She was pretty, and she was nice, but she had never laughed in her whole life. Now, her father had made a proclamation around the town that anyone who could make his daughter laugh could have half of everything he had, all that land, all those cattle, everything he had. And if she liked him, he could marry the princess. Jack didn't know any of this. He was walking by with that cow on his shoulder, and the princess, who'd been watching him every day, looked out and saw him. It made her giggle, and all it took was one little giggle for all the laughs that she had never laughed in her whole life to come out.
"Look at that! Oh, that's funny!"
Oh, she was laughing so hard that her daddy came running to see what was going on.
"Princess," he said, "you're laughing! You're laughing at...
oh, you're laughing at Jack." He went over to Jack. "Jack?"
"Yes, sir."
Jack put the cow down that ran away. "Jack, do you know what you just did?"
"Did I get fired?"
"No, Jack. You just won half of my kingdom, half of my lands, because the princess laughed at you."
"Oh, yeah? Well, that's mighty nice," said Jack.
And he was looking at the princess, and she was looking at him. And of course, she was smiling and laughing for the first time in her life, so she felt pretty darn good. And they were looking at each other so hard that, well, you know what happened. They fell in love. And Jack and the princess got married. And Jack's mama came to live with them in the palace. And Jack never had to do one more bit of work in his whole life. That's the story of Jack, the lazy boy.